WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. And good news for the golfers out there, the Quail Run Golf Course has reopened, so that means the Men's Golf League will be played this evening. Also going on tonight, we have Church League softball action, and in games that are being played this evening will be, first of all, on the East Diamond at 7 o'clock, Richland Baptist Temple 3 will take on Free Methodist, and Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8:10, it will be Richland Baptist Temple 1 facing Church of the Nazarene, Baptist Temple 3 will umpire, and then at 9:20, the Mission versus the Richland Baptist Temple 2, and the Nazarenes will umpire that one. On the West Diamond at 7 o'clock, Knights of Columbus versus Five Points Lutheran, St. Mary's will umpire. At 8:10, it'll be St. Mary's against Grace Community, and Knights of Columbus will umpire that game. And receiving a bye this evening is Boscobel Assembly of God. Jacob Mizorowski struck out 11 in 7 strong innings. Christian Yelich drove in a pair of runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers rallied to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3 in the first game of a split doubleheader. Mizorowski allowed 3 hits, including a pair of homers, and didn't walk a batter. The 24-year-old right-hander threw 57 of his 103 pitches at 100 miles per hour or more. Aaron Ashby pitched a scoreless 8th, and Abner Uribe earned his 6th save in 8 opportunities as the Brewers won their 3rd straight. Jordan Walker and Ivan Herrera homered for the Cardinals. Second game of the doubleheader will be played this evening at 6:45 for the first pitch of that contest, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on local news and timeless hits, WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 6:10. Milwaukee Brewers outfield prospect Luis Lara has reached the major leagues nearly a month after signing a 7-year, $31 million contract. The NL Central leading Brewers have recalled Lara and optioned outfielder Blake Perkins to AAA Nashville. The 21-year-old was still playing for Nashville when the Brewers signed him last month to a deal that runs through 2032 and includes club options for 2033, 34, and 35. Lara hit .321 with .432 on base percentage, .470 slugging percentage, 9 homers, 42 RBIs, and 24 steals in 78 games with Nashville. The experts say the Packers have one of the best rosters in the NFL. ESPN ranks it 10th among 30 teams. The NFL analysts say the safety position is the team's strength, but the interior defensive line is its weakness. That's the biggest area of concern going into the training camp later this month. In the NFC North, the Lions were ranked 6th, and the Bears 17th, and the Vikings 22nd. Wisconsin's women's hockey team has announced an addition to the roster for the 26-27 season. Wisconsin native Lauren Johnson is a defensive specialist who will be entering her junior year. Johnson is transferring from Union College. The athlete from Sun Prairie attended Edgewood High School and played hockey for the Madison Metro Lynx. Following that, she skated for Culver Academy and North American Hockey Academy. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.